from the underworld to your world. This is Black Crap News.
Hello everyone and welcome to Blackcraft News. It is your place every single Monday, Wednesday and Friday to find out what is going on in the world of movies and TV, music, anime, gaming, you know the deal. If it's goth shit, you're interested in it and you'll find the details about it right here. I am your host, Bees, and on today's show, every single Friday, we like to give you a bit of a guide to everything that's going on in the world of Blackcraft orientated things, including movies. We're going to talk The Nun 2 and what trailers have been dropped this week from anime and TV. There's gaming news, loads to bring you in music, including an exclusive chat with Scott Lee, who is bringing back New England Metal and Hardcore Festival. It used to happen every single year. It is a global event on the rock and metal calendar. Stick around. Scott Lee, the organizer of that festival, the founder of that festival, going to be here at the end of the show, and you can win two pairs of VIP tickets. Yep, that's right. Two pairs of VIP tickets to give away at the end of this show. So stick around and make sure you're subscribed, because if you haven't been with us this week, you've already missed. M Shadows from Avenged Sevenfold popped in for a chat. I actually watched Beau Is Afraid last night. We spoke about that movie, and Ari Aster, who made Midsummer and Hereditary. I watched Beau Is Afraid last night. I think I'm still bummed out about it about 24 hours later. Cheers for that, Matt. And of course, Vic from Pierce the Veil was here last week. You can continue to support Living the Dream Foundation. Go to blackcraftcult.com. Go and buy the Living the Dream t-shirt. 100% of proceeds goes to Living the Dream. Bobby Blackcraft supports Living the Dream every single year. We've raised over $100,000. Let's keep that going this year. Okay, we are bringing you this podcast, of course, in association with our friends at Delta Extracts and American Musical Supply. We'll bring you details of how you can support Smoke Blackcraft and how we can hook you up with any kind of home recording, whether you are a podcaster or a musician, in a little while. Let's just talk movies for a split second first. The Nun 2 is out in theatres this weekend. It is a kind of weird concept to be cheering. Are we cheering The Nun? Feels weird, doesn't it? But Sister Irene is back in 1956 France. She once again comes face to face with a powerful evil. And we'll leave it to you as to whether you are cheering our clergywoman or not. Next up, TV stuff. There are some really big trailers that have come out this week. And American Horror Story is where we're going to start. I always want to believe when there's a new season of American Horror Story coming, and American Horror Story Delicate starts on September 20th, starring none other than Kim Kardashian. Yep, truly shit scary. American Horror Story Delicate starts September 20th. There is a trailer available. You can go and check that out. It looks like it's kind of Rosemary's Baby orientated. There looks like there's some really dark stuff going on. Kel surprise. But American Horror Story starts up again on September 20th. But the big trailer that's got my excitement this week, brand new Castlevania Nocturne. The trailer dropped literally this morning as this podcast is coming out. Go and check it out. I am stoked. I love Castlevania on Netflix. It's one of the best animated shows going. And while we're on anime and animation, The Boy and the Heron, the latest Studio Ghibli movie from Hayao. I'm definitely going to pronounce this wrong. Go easy on me, right? Hayao Miyazaki. I definitely think I've said that wrong, but there you go. Hayao Miyazaki. The Boy and the Heron, Studio Ghibli's latest and greatest. It looks beautiful, as you'd expect. The trailer is out now. Go and check it out. Also, things you should check out, Delta Extracts. Delta Extracts support this show and Smoke Black Craft while being the leading brand in hemp-derived products, including gummies, disposables, cartridges, and more. And if you go to deltaextracts.com, that's Delta, E-X-T-R-A-X.com, you can check out using the code BLACKCRAFTNEWS15 and get 15% off of your first order. Tell them the Reaper sent you and Smoke Black Craft. Thank you to our friends at DeltaExtracts.com. So, let's do some gaming, shall we? NBA 2K24 is out this weekend, if that's your vibe. But I get the impression that a lot more people are going to be interested in Starfield, a 5 out of 5 RPG, because it seems as though every review I'm looking at is 5 out of 5 or in the 90%. If you play RPGs and you're on PC or Xbox, Starfield is out now. So, finally, last but not least, let's talk music. The brand new album from Kveldstak is out. The Norwegian rock and roll metal hybrid that have been killing it for about, what, it must be over a decade at this point. They've got a brand new album out. It is called Endling, Legends of Deathcore. And I think it is true deathcore, isn't it? Dying Fetus, real death metal and hardcore being smashed together year after year after year. Their latest is out now on Relapse Record, came out today, called Make Them Beg for Death. Also out this week, Psilosis, British thrash, if that's your vibe, and Cryptopsy have got their brand new record out on Nuclear Blast. But while we're talking music, there are also killer songs out this week. Brand new from CU Space Cowboy. If you like hardcore, you should check that band out. Nick Nocturnal and Alex Terrible from Slaughter to Prevail have got an absolute fucking rager out called Obscurity. Good job, lads. And Code Orange getting their mellow on a brand new song called Mirror. Their new record is out next month. Now, before I start telling you about the triumphant return of the New England Metal and Hardcore Festival coming back to Worcester, Mass next weekend, headlined by Lamb of God and Parkway Drive, if you are in Massachusetts, you should definitely take time to check out Blackcraft Salem. That's on 253 Essex Street in Salem, Mass. It is the largest witch in Salem that you will find in our shop. Imagine that. Think of all of the witches in Salem. The biggest one, it's in Blackcraft Salem. You'd expect nothing less. Our coffee shop inside the store is going to be open this month. Coffees are being made out of a cauldron because we're spooky fuckers like that. And the basement is for sure haunted. Literally all of the staff that we've got there have a story or two. Make sure you are there. There's lots of exclusive Blackcraft items that are not online. And also, our Blackcraft haunt is opening next door on October the 1st. Blackcraft Salem, open now at 253 Essex Street. And now, let's talk the return of the New England Metal and Hardcore Festival. Parkway Drive and Lamb of God headline. They'll be joined by the likes of The Amity Affliction, North Lane, Shadows Fall, Hatebreed, The Black Dahlia Murder, Dying Fetus, 200 Stab Wounds, Frozen Soul, loads of amazing shit all over this. My personal favourites, Undeath. Big up yourself, lads. This is all happening next weekend at the Palladium, Worcester, Mass. It's outdoors at the Palladium. There's loads of stages. And as well, this is the return of the New England Metal and Hardcore Fest. This used to be such a regular thing on the touring circuit, and it means an awful lot to people and bands in the extreme circles. So, without any more banging on from me, here is Scott Lee, the founder of New England Metal and Hardcore Fest. And after this, we are going to give you the opportunity to win a pair of tickets VIP style next weekend to New England Metal and Hardcore Fest. This is Scott Lee.
I think we did a really great job putting this together. My wife was like, you put together a show that you would want to go to. And I'm like, that's the whole point. You know what I mean? Like, I'm excited about this whole thing. And I think it's like, here's the other thing that I brought up in a previous podcast. And I think it's one of the things where the younger generation coming up has no boxes, has no
100%.
Situation. Like, you know, they're sitting there like, you know, there's a kid wearing a Carnifex shirt at a terror show. It doesn't matter anymore. Like, it doesn't matter anymore. Like, there's nobody like, there's no like that death metal is this. You know, this is death metal and hardcore. Yeah. There's no boxes anymore for these kids, this younger generation, which I think is amazing. You know what I mean?
Tribalism's dead, man.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things that's helping make this music, you know, extreme music, a bigger, better thing. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, bands like Body Snatcher, you know, coming out and just like doing headlining shows. And they're like, yeah, we're seeing so many different people we've never seen at our shows before, post COVID, obviously, too. And it's like, because I think that helps. I think COVID's terrible, don't get me wrong, but I think COVID helped out the metal and hardcore community because I think people wanted to find different music, different things, and they explore different things, you know?
If I can as well, I regularly moan about our industry, sorry, Scott, but like I've worked in rock and metal for 21 years and COVID forced our industry to go into the now, right? We'd ignored streamers and we'd ignored reaction videos on YouTube and all of these things that have suddenly made a massive difference, because welcome to the fucking future, Buck Rogers. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, 100%. We taught the older people how to use the internet. That's one thing. It's, you know, it's like, you can't sit there and like, you know, I own a company called Downright Merchandise, and we do, you know, we do e-commerce based, and we're like trying and the whole COVID scenario, people were just like, okay, so many questions from older people, and we're on top of it trying to school them and explain how this works. But that's also opening up so many different eyes for different people, for different music and how this works and everything like that. So, yeah. You know, but I think that's helped made our whole genre of music, extreme music, bigger, you know what I mean? Mm. In the same sense. So,
look at what someone like Mick Kenny's doing with Called Hell. Like, yeah. It's fucking amazing, right? Like, mm-hmm. Someone that's been part of our world is making something that, I don't know if you've heard that in a club or anything yet, but it's got the same 4/4 stomp, all of his stuff, that fucking banging your head to, yep, fucking AC/DC or a breakdown does, mm-hmm. But it's EDM and it's so palatable. It does feel like, you've got Vain FM on the bill. Oh, they use drum and bass breaks, right? Like, mm-hmm. It just feels like, there's a real place for extremity.
Yes. I think there's no, like, I'm going to keep saying this, there's no box for anything anymore. And I think that needs to happen. And I think people, young and old, need to be open-minded about music, about different things. And it's just going to, help everybody. You know what I mean? It's going to help everything that's going on with what we do here. Yeah. It's like, you know, it's like, we have around Metal Fest, I'm going to be going to Blue Ridge Rock Fest tomorrow with Job for a Cowboy. And then we have Metal Fest, and then we have Furnace Fest, and then there's Riot Fest the same time frame. And then there's a whole bunch of different types of festivals and bigger shows going on. And it's just like, it's so cool to see. It's really a good thing. You know, growing back in the day where it's like, okay, cool, there's a big show at CBGB's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You drive down in the city. Are you going to, you know, to the Channel in Boston? Like, these are, you know, coming from my area, obviously.
Yeah.
Northeast. And it's just like, nowadays, it's like, I feel like people are spoiled with the festival aspect of it all. But like, you know, you just got to make it, all work, you know? Mm. Here's the thing. Worcester is a centralized location in New England, you know what I mean? If you know, it's got plenty of hotels, there's plenty of restaurants. It's a really great place to visit. You know, the Palladium is set up, the outdoor Palladium, the whole landscape of it all set up properly, where there's so much parking around there. It's everything's easy to get to. You're an hour and 15 from Boston. You're an hour and 15 from Hartford, from both airports, international airports. it's a great place to do this. And why wouldn't we do this year after year? I mean, they've done so many outdoor shows. They've done 10 outdoor shows a year so far for the last 3 or 4 years. So keep it going, you know, might as well keep this going.
You damn straight, you might as well keep this going. It is great to see the return of New England Metal and Hardcore Festival. It is happening next weekend, September 15th and 16th of 2023, from the Palladium outdoors at the Palladium, no less. On the Friday, it is Parkway Drive, the Amity Affliction, North Lane, and Make Them Suffer. And on the Saturday, Lamb of God headline, flanked by Hatebreed, Shadows Fall, the Black Dahlia Murder, and Dying Fetus. I told you there were legends all over the place. A pick of the bunch of the other bands, 200 Stab Wounds. I didn't give a shout out to Frozen Soul earlier, whose new record absolutely fucking rips as well. Gates to Hell, Ringworm, Paleface from Switzerland, Judiciary with one of the hardcore records of the year, Tribal Gaze over the course of the last 18 months doing incredible stuff in extreme music. If you like riff after riff after riff, Darkest Hour going to be there, Crown Magnetar, speaking of albums of the year, and my personal favourite, not to play favourites too much, even as a man with a Hatebreed tattoo on the side of his head, Undesk. Make sure you catch them. It's the Palladium outdoors at the Palladium in Worcester. So Matt, how do you say that? Worcestershire?
Worcester.
Worcester, you got me. Worcester. I'm a foreigner. Massachusetts, September 15th and 16th next weekend, unless you manage to win a pair of VIP tickets with us. Here I am again back in the studio telling you about how to win those tickets. Scott, thank you and good luck with the festival next weekend.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you guys.
Our thanks to Scott Lee, and do make sure that you are going to New England Metal and Hardcore Fest next weekend at the Palladium in Worcester, Mass, September 15th and 16th. And I wasn't trying to suck his dick there, I promise. The lineup is as good as I was saying it is. Parkway Drive and Lamb of God headline, also joined by the likes of The Amity Affliction, North Lane, Make Them Suffer, Hatebreed, Dying Fetus, Chelsea Grin, Despised Eye, Icon, Crown Magnetar, Judiciary, Fuming Mouth, Jesus Peace. My God, there are great bands top to bottom. But you want to know how you can win tickets, right? We have 2 pairs of VIP tickets to give away. All you got to do is go to Instagram and check out our post at Smoke Blackcraft Official. It's in association with the people at New England Metal and Hardcore Fest. Like it, save it, and say hell yeah bitch in the comment. You heard me. Say hell yeah bitch in the comments. Like it and save it, and you have an opportunity to win a pair of VIP tickets next weekend to New England Metal and Hardcore Fest. I am stoked it's back. I'm stoked for Scott and everybody involved. I hope it's a massive success. It's happening next weekend. You should be there, whether you win a pair of tickets or not. That's it from Blackcraft News. We are powered by Delta Extracts and American Musical Supply. Don't forget, AmericanMusical.com is the place to go and check out all things home recording. We have got you covered there. Whether you're a podcaster, a DJ, or a musician, make sure you go to AmericanMusical.com. That's where you can buy all of your supplies and use the code SMOKE to get $20 off of your purchase over $100 or more. Get involved with that. AmericanMusical.com. Smoke Blackcraft with Delta Extracts. I've been Bees. This is Blackcraft News, and we will see you next week.
From the underworld to your world, this is Blackcraft News.